Everyone, when it comes to things like magicians and the like, so what does the halacha think about them? So as a general rule, magicians are actually very problematic because of the fact that anytime a person claims to be invoking any sort of a supernatural power of, oh, look at this, I could do this fancy magic and I can make a bunny appear out of a hat or whatever it is. So if you're going to create this illusion that you are doing it because of some mystical power, so that is a tremendous issue. And so anyone who does that is not, it's not so great. And so therefore, in terms of a frum magician, is a frum person allowed to be a magician? And so the answer is, well, since we all know, hopefully, that magic is not actually real, that magic only exists within the frame of optical illusions and the like, so there are those who explain that when it comes to a frum magician, if they go ahead and start at the beginning of the show by saying that, by the way, we all know this is an optical illusion, but prepare to be amazed, then with something like that, it seems to be okay. But if someone goes around saying that they're actually doing real magic, then that is a tremendous issue. And if you want to watch, however, someone who isn't Jewish, who doesn't make such a disclaimer because he doesn't have as big of concerns, so that seemingly is okay, as long as, again, you understand that it's not magic. What about going to someone who's like a psychic, like the Miss Cleos of the world? Are you allowed to go to Miss Cleo? So it seems to be that this is a total prohibition to do this, and how do we know this? Because it's all over Tanakh, the tremendous prohibition of going to anyone who claims to be a fortune teller, that they know the future, as if they have more control over the world than God, God forbid, so one should totally avoid these things. And if you want to go because you want to laugh at them, you want to make fun of them, but first of all, don't do that. That's not so nice. But second of all, if you would have such a thought, then perhaps it could be okay, but really it's better to be avoided altogether. And tell the Miss Cleo to get another job. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.